I'm so excited. I literally just opened my email about 30 minutes ago and I'm out of breath just because I was running up the stairs. But I have an email from Coverfly's Career Lab. They had asked for people to submit their scripts to have a live consultation, where people read through part of the script and give feedback. And I was just like, meh, I'll send them BTW. What the heck? I didn't expect to be chosen, but I was chosen. So this July 23rd, I'm going to be attending the workshop and I'm going to hear live feedback on my script. And I'm so thankful that I recently updated the script. I really hope there's no more spelling errors. I would be so angry if there were additional spelling errors. It's making my brain become a little bit neurotic, so I might reread through it again. But remember, I said in a previous episode that I shaved off 2 pages from BTW and I improved the beginning of the script. That still is true. So I'm thankful for everybody that's helped me get to this point, like all the notes I've received. Even if I didn't agree wholeheartedly with some of the feedback, I still understood most of it well enough to still elevate the script. So yes, that will be happening this week. So excited. And then another good thing is I queried a production, or not production, a management, a literary management company. And I had queried them before in 2019, never heard anything back. But this time, when I wrote my query letter, I was clearer on who I am and what I want to say. And I want to just put it to all of you this way, because maybe it'll help you. Think that you're really busy, even if you're not. And let's say you only have 10 minutes or 5 minutes to write the query. Put in that much information. And if you like embody the mindset of like you're so busy, you want to be really to the point to preserve your time instead of like trying to please the other person, sometimes that will help you write it better. Does that make sense? So sometimes we have a rebellious type of energy, like we don't want to like be bending over backwards to please people in the industry. But if you switch it and make it that you're so busy that you're just to the point, it'll help you be more to the point and you might not have that resistance, that inner conflict that goes back and forth and can be draining. So that's what I did. I queried them. I'm not going to say exactly who I queried, but within an hour, I got an email. And this is a big management company, it's one that I've been aware of for a while. They sent me an email back asking for me to send the script with the release form. So I sent that in. I reread through the script again. I was like, oh my God! I was submitting karmic baits, which again, I said in a previous episode, I'd shaved off another page, or did I upload that on here? I'm not exactly sure. But yes, karmic bait is my longest script. It used to be 130 pages. I got it down to 128, then 125, then 123. And then I was stuck at 121. And I was like, this is as good as it's gonna get. But then on Sunday, something clicked in my brain where I became obsessive about taking off another page. And I spent 3 hours and I got it down to 120 pages. Whoop, whoop. So I also, when I first read the email that they sent me in response to my query, I noticed that on the first effing page, there was a incorrect formatting. I have reread through this so many times. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. And then I had to sit and like realize why. And it's because I envisioned the room that this person was in, or rather their home, as like a open concept. Like there's no separation between the bedroom and the kitchen. But I realized that could be confusing, or I might get docked for that. So I just put the heading of interior, kitchen, continuous. Just so I don't run into any problems. And this is what happens when you're a writer. Some things, no matter how long you've had the script, some things are still stuck in your head, right? So yeah, I updated the script. I sent it in. They said they do not follow up with saying rejection, and they don't tell you how far along you are in the process. They just will contact you if they contact you, when they contact you, if they're interested. So I'm like, okay, I just let that go. But at least this time around, they responded. They wanted the release form and the script. So that makes me feel amazing. And it also means that the script was probably ready. You know, before when I queried them, it was still too long. It was. And now I think it's 99.9% perfect. I would say more so, maybe 98%. But I'm really happy with it. I mean, there's some anxiety of like, will this person say what this other person said? Because it's a very complex script. And this is one of the annoying things. I had somebody say, oh, why don't you just put this pronoun? And I was like, I'm not going to misgender the protagonist, just because you want to feel more comfortable. But the thing is, it's easier, but I don't want to change it that way. And there's like little nuances and little Easter eggs in the script, but if you're not aware of them, it might go over your head. So I'm nervous about that. But I'm letting it go. You know, if this person gets my voice, great. If they don't, I'll keep pushing. So I have great news with Karmic Bait. Yes, someone in the industry is reading it. Oh yeah. And then great news today with BTW. And so it's back-to-back good news. Like I queried the person yesterday and I was accepted into Career Labs today. And then we hear about Jeff Bezos going into outer space and coming back safely. That was also inspirational for me today. Oh, I also watched The Purge, or The Forever Purge. And this writer, and I forget his name right now, he has done so many spinoffs of The Purge. And that's kind of what I want. I want there to be an offshoot of an offshoot of an offshoot within the same multiverse for some of my scripts. And it's just inspirational to see someone pulling it off. So yes, I'm so excited today because I've been stressed out. Today has just been like, don't worry. Also, I watched a YouTube video of a very prominent literary manager who has represented a lot of amazing writers. And he said, if you can get an advocate to call me and say they really like your script and to read it, I will read it. And I was like, what? How come I'm not seeing this video earlier? So I was like, who can I ask? And a specific person came to mind who's read just about all of my scripts. And they are in the industry to a degree. And so I asked this person, they said yes. And coming up this week or next week, they're going to call him and ask him to read Karmic Bait. Oh my God. Oh. I'm just feeling like I'm so close, but I know that a lot of people have had experiences like this where they feel like they're so close and still so far away. But I just feel like I'm right on the precipice of everything coming together to get me to the place of having BTW. I'm an alien produced, having Ghostly Ghoul Family produced, and having potentially Karmic Bait produced. I'm a little bit very, very picky. You say a little bit, very, very picky. on that script. I have so many scripts, and some of them, it doesn't really matter if someone changes it, but Karmic Bait, I might end up directing it at some point in my life if I can't find someone who really understands the voice of the script. Because, like I said, it's very unique. Anyway, that's all I really wanted to say today. I'm super excited about the potential of getting rep by this amazing, well-known management company, and excited about the notes I'm going to get on BTW, excited about this other industry professional potentially reading my script, because the video I saw was from a year ago, so maybe he doesn't want to do this anymore, but I'm still going to have my advocate call him. And then I'm just going to continue to write and rewrite and push forward. Yeah.